Why can't you tell me?
Why don't you play with your cars? That would be very nice of you if you did something like that.
For Juanita Henslick, finding health insurance has been as much a challenge as minding her young nephew. She has two kids of her own. Her husband is self-employed, repairing boats, and private health insurance has been unreachable at their income level.
We've checked into insurances for my husband and I, and it would cost us $1,500 a month. Well, we only bring in $2,000. So how am I supposed to pay for, you know, the necessities? You just can't do it.
The fact that the Henslick's daughter is still under the age of 19 is important to them. Not only is she covered under Illinois' All Kids Insurance Program, Juanita and her husband get insurance under something called family care. But that'll go away in 3 years when their daughter turns 19. Their other child is already 19. Illinois is one of the more generous states in the nation in insuring health care for children. A family of four making as much as $29,000 a year can get full coverage with no out-of-pocket costs. With a sliding scale of copays, any family can sign up. But Henslick says just getting enrolled took 6 months of itemizing and occasionally getting rejected.
And when I talk about itemize, we had to itemize everything. We had sheets and sheets of paper of money that came in, the money that went out, you know, and this and that and this. It was wow.
At almost all business hours, there's sure to be a small crowd outside the exam rooms and labs of Champaign's Francis Nelson Health Center. It's the area's main healthcare alternative for people without private insurance, and for those who have coverage like All Kids, it's often the provider of choice. Dr. Corinne Kohler practices there. She says state Medicaid coverage expanded to evolve into All Kids in 2006, and now just about every child in the state has insurance.
Most of the ones that aren't covered today are going to be covered tomorrow or covered yesterday, so I'd say of the kids I see, probably 95. I'd say it's really pretty high. Much better than like 5 years ago where we had, I would say, maybe 60%. Much, much better.
The expansions under former Governor Blagojevich also included what keeps Juanita Henslick and her husband covered, family care for parents of All Kids recipients. All Kids also covers mothers-to-be. But if you're an adult and you're not pregnant or not eligible for Medicare, Francis Nelson Director Andrea Goldberg says there's not much available for you right now. If there is, it may be benefits from several different programs stitched together. For instance, a recent program that pays for breast and cervical cancer screenings.
Which makes it very challenging for an organization like ours because, of course, we work with limited numbers of resources, limited dollars, and to get for our patients all the care that we can possibly get for them at no charge to them is a lot of effort on our part.
So, Illinois has a mishmash of health care programs, some of them implemented even after delays arose in paying doctors and other providers for existing Medicaid care.
At the same time the governor was expanding the Medicaid program still wasn't paying its bills.
Robert Kestner studies health care policy for the Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs.
So, in essence, we were expanding a program that we didn't even have money to fully finance at the time. The expansion didn't cost that much extra, but anything extra on top of what you already weren't covering became problematic. And the state is facing, you know, a severe fiscal crisis now.
Kestner says politically expanding All Kids, family care, and other health care programs was a winner. Scaling them back would be unpopular, with 1.8 million children enrolled in state health care. But several Republican candidates for governor say that's what needs to be done. Adam Andrzejewski calls to downsize All Kids with help for those who would lose their coverage.
We need to have compassion for the families on that program, and we just can't kick them off. So we do need a bridge program in order to reduce the requirements, yet move people on a responsible way so they get managed health care.
Rival candidate Dan Proft says the state can't afford a bridge program, and Medicaid should be reserved for very low-income children. Most Republicans say the state should better weed out non-residents from All Kids. And in one way or another, they all prescribe some form of managed care for Medicaid, whether it's Kirk Dillard's call to seek more federal matching funds to Bill Brady's call for set defined payments to doctors.
The private sector consultants I've talked to say we could save nearly $1.5 billion just by going to capitated managed care, delivering services at a less expensive time, earlier stages in the disease.
Analyst Robert Kestner says Medicaid currently uses another moderate form of managed care, but it gives little incentive to doctors to curb costs. On the other hand, skeptics believe that capitated managed care would encourage skimping on patient care. The two Democratic candidates for governor, incumbent Pat Quinn and Comptroller Dan Hines, say they don't plan to reduce the roles of recipients, but they also advocate smaller steps toward the managed care that Republicans are pushing harder. But even with the calls for change, no political candidate is calling to end all kids or any other health care expansion. As Kestner says, no one wants to be seen as hurting pregnant women or children. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.